Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee, bonus podcast featuring Clinton Baptiste. Talk Radio would like to distance itself from the following. It's for entertainment purposes only, and any advice given by ghosts is followed at the listener's discretion. Clinton Baptiste appears courtesy of Goodnight Vienna Productions.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
O344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call on what I'm calling the spookiest. Hang on a second. I do apologise.
Get some interference.
There you go. You see? You see? It started already. I didn't do anything then. The computer just did that. Welcome to the Late Night Alternative. I'm Ian Lee. Who are you, lady?
Catherine Boyle.
Thrilled to say we are joined. You've possibly seen him on television. You've possibly seen some of his live shows. You may even have read his column in Chat It's Fate. This is going to be a tough one, Catherine, because you are a complete non-believer.
Yeah, but I want to believe, but I just can't.
I don't think you can believe because you're a very cynical old boot. I'm coming round.
You're wide open.
That there are possibilities. I get what you mean now, but I'm going to go past that. There are possibilities that perhaps there is more to this universe, to this physical realm that meets the eye. I'm waiting for the evidence, and I'm hoping that maybe tonight we might get the evidence. Absolutely thrilled to be joined by the one and only Clinton Baptiste. Good evening, Clinton.
Good evening. Wonderful to be here. I hear what you're saying, Catherine. Can I say right away, come in, wipe the celestial dust from your feet, you wanderers of the known universe. Because what I intend to do tonight is to open a portal.
Oh.
I make no apology about that. Open a portal to show you that there are possibilities beyond the corporeal, beyond what we understand as reality.
Look forward to that.
When you say open portals, by the way, if you want to talk to, you won't get this on Howard Hughes' show. Apparently there's a rule you're not allowed to do this. Well, we're breaking the rules tonight. If you want to talk to your long-lost dead friends, relatives,
for entertainment purposes only, obviously.
Well, or if, you know, perhaps you want your dead relatives to give you advice on how you should live your life, then you're pulling a face there, Catherine.
Well, I just think, for broadcast guidelines, we have to say this is entertainment purposes only.
Of course, but also if you're looking for advice from your maybe Nana or something, then that's...
Maybe we should get some proper friends.
Okay, well, come on, that's disrespectful. If you want to talk to your long-lost loved ones, if you want to share your ghost stories, your spooky stories, tonight's the night, 0344-499-1000. When you say opening portals, Clinton, that sounds that sounds dangerous. What can we expect? Do we need to imagine ourselves bathed in white light, for example?
What people perceive to be, the kingdom of heaven, verdant, green, teeming with people in the rudest of good health, that, if you like, that's more centre parks. What I'm talking about is an attachment to your life, a bright, airy attachment, like sort of lean-to conservatory to the main event, which is the house.
Yes. The house is your life.
Yeah, if you like. If you look at if you look at your life like a house, there's an addendum. An addendum to the house, which might be a concern. I'm just saying, I'm using the analogy of a house.
I'm having the shed at the end of my garden turned into a den for my boys.
Sure, I'm not quite so interested. What I'm talking about is a place that's warm, welcoming. Unfortunately, full of dead people, but what I'm saying is it's an attachment to your life. It's just another room. Very much another room. You don't disappear, like you said, into what is it, a white fog or something.
I'm hoping that the boys will play video games in there. I'm getting a sofa bed so they can have sleepovers.
And in a way, converting that is a way of converting your own mind. And if your mind is currently cluttered up with a lot of stuff that you might put in a shed that's cleared out for snooker, it doesn't quite work, that analogy, but you know what I'm...
Well, I'll tell you what, let's go back a step. Let's go to someone whose mind is completely clear.
I meant pool, really, or video games.
Let's go to Alan Caddick. Good evening, Alan.
Hiya, boss. Hi, Kat. Hi, Clinton.
Hello.
First of all, I've ordered my copy of the book. I've just ordered it just now.
Here's the thing, the Late Night Alternative transcripts.
That's the one.
Beautiful. Thank you, Alan. I look forward to hearing you read it. Have you got a question? Are you a believer in... Oh, sorry, Clinton, you saying something.
Yeah, I'm picking up something from you. Is it Alan, is it?
Yes, it is.
You're a Sagittarius?
No, I'm an Aquarius.
Aquarius, sorry. Easy mistake to me. I'm saying you're in your... I've got someone here... It's a chatterbox. I've got someone in right in me. He's a real chatterbox. It's an elderly man, and he's saying you're in your early 20s. Am I correct?
No, I'm 39.
39. Approaching 40. And this man is saying that maybe he last saw you when you were in your early 20s. Is the name... Yeah, all right. He's very talking right at me. Is
it... You can hear them now, can
Yeah,
you,
I can
Clinton?
Hear him now. Derek. Is it a Derek. A David.
Do you know anyone with a D?
A D in the name. Didn't have to start with a D, but it's got a D in it.
I have a niece called Danielle.
Danielle. I've got Danielle right here, and she's saying she hasn't seen you since she was in your early 20s.
Well,
and she passed quite recently, is that right?
Well, we lost contact back in early 2000s.
Mm. There you are, yeah.
Well, I don't know if she's died or anything.
Oh,
I'm not saying she's died. You weren't quite clear. I don't think it's her.
Why did you fall out with Danielle, Alan?
Oh, long story. It's not one for to broadcast on air.
Okay. Well, that's unfortunate. But it sounds like she's well, if it is her.
She's very well, and she's just saying she would like to make contact with the fact... She's not actually dead, that one. Is there someone else, maybe, beginning with D, or got a D in the name? I think it's a fella. I think it's a man, Alan.
I'm not sure. I mean, with Paul, but I haven't got a D. Stephen.
Caddick, Paul and Stephen. With a double D.
It's so someone
that's
in your
surname.
Is there there's a double D in your surname, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's someone in your family. He's riding me here now. As I say, he's a bit of a chat. He's dead. This one is dead. Forget the girl. That was a red herring. Although, if you've got something to say about that, Alan, I don't sound a little bit suspicious of the whole thing. I'd speak to someone about that because I can't be a party to any crime. But this is a Mr. Caddick. A Caddick. Is it right? Your surname's Caddick.
Does that make sense, Alan?
Do you know
Mr.
Which
Caddick?
I don't know about.
You don't know about him, okay. But he's is he?
Yeah, he's very much dead. And he's saying...
I was asking Alan, but you...
He died in the 70s.
Yeah, he was in his mid-70s when he died.
No, he was in the 1970s.
He was in the 1970s when he died in his... Well, he wasn't quite in his mid... But anyway, he's saying to me...
Has he got a message
for
Alan?
He has. And he's saying, Alan, he says, clear it all up, he says. Clear it up, he says. Now, that might be clearing up a room. It might be clearing up a garage like Ian. I think that's why you were passing that.
The shed?
It might be the shed.
Or clearing up your life.
Or basically clearing up the business with Denise or Danielle, the relative.
I think I know what it could be.
Yeah, what is it?
It might be telling me, like, bring me dad and me mum to clean up the kitchen.
He said something about a kitchen. It began with a K. It's something about a kitchen. Hold on, what are you saying? Let me just one second. What are you saying, Mr. Caddick? Clear up the kitchen. You're absolutely right. That was your instinct. And it's saying, clear up the kitchen. Because she's slovenly, your mother, isn't she? Very dirty and leaves things around.
No, we have been cooking. I usually clean up the kitchen, but I haven't done it yet.
Right. Well, it's very, very greasy.
You know what to do.
And I would clean that up right now. And he's going now. He's fading now. No, he says no more now. He's gone now.
Could you do that for us, Alan? Could you clean up the kitchen for us?
I'll do it right now.
Thank you very much indeed.
And it's great to be, you know, someone that can pass on those messages. I see myself very much as a conduit, and Mr. Caddick there was saying, clear up the kitchen, said, clear it up. He said, it's very greasy.
Here's the thing. You come on this show, and we're going to give it to you hard, OK? Lee has tweeted, Ian, get this idiot off the radio. So many mistakes, a load of rubbish. And then here's the real zinger, making it up as he goes along. You must get that. I've seen the show. You must get that all the time.
I get
during
it.
The show, after the show, online, when people meet you in the street, if you get recognised in a shop, people maybe post your phone number around willy-nilly, you get random phone calls when people send you emails. And you must get, you're making this up as you go along all the time. How do you deal with that?
Well, I have heard that. I don't want to say it happens quite all the time. But there are people who want to poo-poo what I do. The poo-pooers.
Yes.
And don't poo-poo what I do, because if you poo-poo what I do, the heavens are listening. I mean, I think that was proof in itself. We contacted Danielle.
Yeah.
What Alan had to do that with that death, mysterious. I don't know. That was mysterious.
We're not sure if she was dead, actually. And we don't know that.
No, but we don't know that. But can we just say, if Anne's done anything, I don't want be a part of that. Can't really think.
Kath, now will be a great time to do a disclaimer to Distance Talk Radio. So.
I'm distancing Talk Radio for any of this. Is from an entertainment purposes only.
Although, if you do want life advice from a dead relative, give it a go. I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
Got another tweet here. I just thought it might be interesting.
Yeah, go on.
Again, the naysayers and poo-pooers, which you're used to, of course, Clinton. Sean says, guy is a con man. Sounds like he's got...
what?
You know, Catherine's clearly upset you.
What have I got?
What's he saying?
Sounds like he's got a what?
Shit.
A what?
Let me see if I can find that. Sean says, guy's a con man. He sounds like he's got a shit haircut. Has he? Well
I'm not
sure
what that's got to do with...
But that's irrelevant. Catherine's very upset.
No, I'm so just a sorry. Minute. You come here in good faith and people are just insulting. I think it's really, it upsets me. I'm really sorry.
Well, I'm not sure what my haircut has got to do with...
No.
No.
I mean, you just heard, I've just spoken to that man, what's it,
Alan Caddick.
Caddick. Just spoken to him.
Yeah.
And I was very, very accurate with what he said. I guessed his age. And I also spoke to the parents. And what did he say? He hadn't yet to clean up the kitchen.
He hadn't cleaned up the kitchen.
So I'll thank your friend, whoever it was.
Very...
get stuffed. Oh. Quite honestly.
I think now's a good time to take a break. If you want to give us a call, 0344 499 1000.
My hair's got to do with anything.
Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Speak to the dead if you want to give. No, it's not an advert for Julia Hartley Brewer's show. It's our show, The Late Night Alternative, with Ian Lee, Catherine Boylan. Tonight, our very special guest, Clinton Baptiste. Good evening, Clinton.
Good evening.
You're a magician, a mind reader, mind bender. What is it? How would you describe yourself?
Well,
I love magic.
Magic would suggest that there's some sleight of hand.
Okay.
What I have, I possess, call it what you like, powers, attributes, gifts. I'm a clairvoyant medium psychic, faith healer, hypnotist, psychic ability, clairvoyant, telepathy, Reiki healer, feeler, tarot cards, meditation, some motivational after dinner trade shows, close up, corporate away days, domestic parties. All right, I do some illusion work, but that's purely, you know, at private clients. Competent dancer movement experience and murder mystery weekends and etc. But what
so it's a full CV.
Yeah, it is a full CV. But I mean, I do offer the personal touch, and what I offer is guidance. Offer guidance to people.
It's very. I've seen your show. It's a very spiritual.
Yeah.
So you talk a lot about the afterlife.
Yeah.
About souls. And I was wondering if Catherine and I here, if you could peer into our souls.
I'm going to probe your souls. I can probe our souls tonight between us. But what I want to display to you, all I want to say to you, that what I have is nothing. There's nothing extraordinary about what I do.
No.
It's a question of telepathy. See if we can do this. Just find a little experiment. A number between 1 and 10. Go.
7. That is...
And again.
Okay, 5.
5.
3.
2.
This is...
Wow. Yeah.
How are you doing that? Because he's... Listen, honestly, he sat here... We'll talk about the jewellery in a minute. He's a wonderful jewellery. But there's nothing... And he's, you heard him do that. We hadn't rehearsed that. I'm gonna, can I just do one?
Yeah.
Eight.
How is he doing that? Catherine, can you just say, because we've spent a bit of time together, we had a cup of tea and a sandwich, didn't we, earlier?
Yes.
And I think what that's done is it centred us. Seven.
Six.
Five. Yeah, it's not quite working.
Six.
Three. Right. Six. Yeah, six. Okay. And what that means that
You got that wrong quite a few times.
Well, to be fair to her,
Catherine
she said
got it wrong.
Yeah, she said six three times, Catherine. Which I don't like saying that. Sorry, Catherine.
Okay, she got it wrong.
Yeah,
okay.
She said six three times, which I wouldn't do.
Do you find people do that? People block you?
Four. Six. All right. Sorry. Do people block me?
Do people block you and put up resistance?
Yeah, they do.
You're very smug with yourself there, Catherine. Yeah. You shouldn't be proud of that.
No, do you know what? When he was talking to you, I felt my...
side of your face shut down.
No.
I had a touch of...
Have you got Bell's palsy?
See? Oh. We said that at the same time.
I was going to say, I started to believe, but...
Five.
Six.
No.
Okay.
Not quite.
Okay. I can feel... This is funny. I mean, can anyone feel this? Because I can feel a darkness coming out of Catherine. I can feel her dark... It's like a dark hole.
Yeah, I can see.
You cannot.
I can see. I'm not being vulgar. I can't see a hole. I'm not saying that. But I do see you as a hole. I'll just try one more time. And a
six.
Five. Oh, no, it doesn't matter. Six.
What do you think about people like Derek Acura, and we have our very own psychic who calls the show, David Babcock.
Right.
What do you think about people like those?
Okay, there are some very brilliant psychic mediums. Stanislav Tomczyk, head of the Society for Psychical Research. Eusebio Palladino, a brilliant artist. Derek Acura, who played for Bootle under 18 Reserves. Brilliant, brilliant people. And they've all got different ways of contacting the dead.
Yes.
And I have my techniques. I don't want to comment about certain people, psychic Sally Morgan, etc. What those people have brought to what I do is a great popularism.
Right.
But I'm not, you know, I'm...
You're not very popular.
No, not with me. Not in my house.
No. I don't mean it like that. No. But people don't like you.
Sorry?
You don't have such a big... It came out wrong. But you don't have such a big audience as Acura.
But you're not interested in the fame and money and all that.
No, I'm not, because I'm the real deal. Yeah. And I like to give my... I don't do it for nothing. I mean, if anyone's out there wants me, I don't do it for nothing.
Seen the ticket prices?
Okay, it's a bit steep for the tour.
Yeah,
man's got to live.
Got to live. But all I'm saying is that I don't want to cheapen my skill for what I do. It's a very much a giving thing.
Okay.
And
do you want to take another call?
Yeah, certainly.
Okay, let's do a little thing. Okay, do a thing. We're going to go to a caller now.
All right.
Can you tell us what this caller's called? Do you want to know if he's a man or a woman?
It's a woman, isn't it? It's a man. I'm getting a man.
It's a man, yeah.
Yeah. And... It's a Steve, isn't it? It's got an E in it.
It's got an E in it. It's definitely got an E in it.
Is it Dave?
It's not Dave. No.
To be fair...
Yes.
You've got a lot of technology here.
Is that...
That's the sort of distance between, but blocking. But is it a Peter? It's got an E in it, isn't it? Darren? Ernie? Ernest, that's two E's. Jerry? Gerald? Gerard? What's your name, caller?
Andrew? What's your name?
Andrew.
Well, that's not one of the main E names, is it? It's more of an A. You think, when you think of Andrew, you think of
Yeah, quite annoyed actually that you thought I was called Dave. I don't like Dave's. There's a lot of Dave's.
Yeah, I'm picking up a bit of animosity. What can I help you with, Andrew?
Well, I just thought I'd have a chat and see what you think. I once worked at a hospital.
Right.
I left a few years ago.
Right.
And while we're at hospital, I took a picture of walking down a corridor on Snapchat to my...
Are you allowed to do that? That seems to be your breach of confidence.
Yeah, well, that's what the manager said, and that's why I don't work there anymore.
Fair enough.
That's another story.
Okay.
So I took this picture, and I was something in it. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
And I sent it to my girlfriend. She put it on Facebook, and one thing after another. It ended up in papers and stuff like that.
Right.
And everyone said it was some sort of ghost. I don't believe in ghosts, but There it was.
What was the picture? What was the picture of, Andrew?
It looked like a woman down a corridor.
Right. Yeah.
And it got quite popular. You've probably seen a picture. If you looked at it, you'd probably recognise the picture.
It does sound very spooky, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It was down the corridor. Was she like a sort of Florence Nightingale sort of figure? You know?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Which was the hospital? I mean, are we allowed to say?
We're allowed to say the hospital.
We're in Leeds, so if you go on Google and you Google Goat Hospital Leeds, I'm sorry, it'll be the first thing that comes
Ghost
up.
Hospital Leeds?
It's a hospital for ghosts, Andrew?
Yeah, ghosts and polygosts, yeah.
It was a hospital.
What do you mean?
I worked at a hospital. If you just Google hospital, Leeds and go.
Oh, yeah.
It was a hospital.
I've got it. Not even joking.
Now, a lot of things came up about this after it got in media and stuff, saying that it were all fake and I'd done it all for attention and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now...
Oh, my God, was that you? Did you take that bit? I'm looking at...
The bed.
Yeah.
Excuse my language, sorry. That is uncanny.
Now, Adobe got in touch. To say that there were no sort of proof.
Going to hurry you up a little bit, Andrew. We've got a lot of calls tonight, as you can imagine. So if we could just get to the point. If you're just phoning up to show off you've taken a picture of a ghost, that's great. But is there a point to this? Is there a question you'd like to ask Clinton?
I want to know, Clinton, is it a ghost or is it...
I'm just looking at the image now. It looks like a bride. Doesn't it look like a bride?
Can brides die? I suppose they can.
Yes, they can. I'm getting something for that picture. Can you just show it to me again, Catherine? Yeah. It's a bride that died. It's a bride that died in that hospital. Stop me if I'm getting too technical, but a bride has dropped dead in that hospital, and what you've taken there is a picture of the bride. And if anyone wants to have a look, it's a bride that died.
Is that making sense, Andrew?
Yeah, a little bit. Looks like a bride.
That died, yeah.
Well, that died. I'm slightly more specific than it looks like a bride.
I used to go out with a fortune teller.
Yeah, you used to go out with a dead bride. I thought that's a little bit weird. We're going off on a tangent ever so slightly, Andrew.
Well, it's got a point to it.
Thanks for your call. Okay.
It all checks out. I'm going to put a link on Twitter.
Okay.
It's uncanny, that.
Okay, let's go to Lavinia. Lavinia, you're through to Clinton Baptiste. We'll give out the tour dates as well. If anyone is inspired to go and see the show, we'll give out the tour dates in a bit. Lavinia.
Good evening, Ian, and good evening, Catherine, and also Clinton.
Good evening, Lavinia.
To you all.
Thank you. Welcome.
Well, what I'd like to know is that, you know, I'm... what's the word? Actually, very interested in what you're talking about.
Yeah,
you know, the thing and everything. Well, that as well, and sort of like on the spiritual side and that sort of thing.
The spiritual side, and, yeah.
Have you ever been, Lavinia? Have you ever had a spiritual encounter? Have you ever seen a ghost? Have you ever felt a ghost? Have you ever been covered in ectoplasm?
Oh, definitely.
Have you been entered?
Yes. Yes, definitely. I would say so, actually, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, I was working in this place sort of many years ago, and it was an old Victorian sort of place.
And hospital, that sort of...
Yeah. Anyway, what happened, I felt all this cold breeze actually go through my body.
Right.
I knew... Yeah. Straight away, that was something going on there. Yeah. Then I felt somebody tapped me on my head.
Right.
And also, listen to this.
Will do.
You're not going to believe this. I actually saw a guy in this place, okay? And when I saw him, he was shocked and I was shocked.
Right.
I was looking at him in amazement because, you know, the pupils of their,
Pupils of their eyes.
Yeah, they actually come out.
What?
They actually popped out of his eyes, and it was they were
on stalks.
Yes. Now, what is that? Because that has haunted me.
Shut up, Lavinia. Clinton's trying to answer that now. It's stalk eyes. It's not those. Because when I was a kid, I had those eyes on glasses that were on springs and you'd shake your head. But you're saying, please, Lavinia, you're saying, Clinton, that stork eye is not Hawkeye from MASH. Stalkeye is an actual spiritual phenomenon.
I think what Lavinia's talking about is the tell me,
please, Lavinia. Yeah,
sorry. Hello? Hello? Turn it up, Liz.
Let's turn it up.
Hello, hello.
Hello, sorry. Hello.
Sorry. Sorry, I don't know what happened there. Yeah.
Sorry. Who's Les? I'm getting Les.
But Les is my friend. Oh, that's weird. He's here with me, actually.
Yeah, he's here with you, isn't he?
Oh,
and when did he pass, Les?
No, I mean, he's here with me now.
I'm sorry.
I mean, he's sort of living here. I mean, he's in the kitchen, actually.
Right,
so he's not living there.
He's
alive.
He's alive.
He's a ghost.
He's alive.
He's alive.
No, sorry, my mistake. I was thinking of Des, who's also haunting you. But the Stalkeye, what you've experienced there is, tell me if I'm right, is the pupils came out. I mean, Ian, what Ian's talking about is, you know, you go to a joke shop and they come out on springs.
Yes.
Don't they? And it's like you might see them on, I don't know, Ross Abbott's Madhouse or something. They come out and they're boing
do
down.
Ghosts,
they go down, don't they? You put them on behind your ears and you shut and they come out of your eye. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the pupils of the eye looking like a pencil coming out, pointing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. They were coming out
out like a pencil.
Then we've got what it looks like, guys. Sticks. Please, Lavinia.
Oh, matchsticks.
Lavinia, please. Please be quiet.
Searing.
What is that? We know what
Stalkeye.
Okay, it's Stalkeye. Does that answer your question, Lavinia?
Yeah, so why...
Thanks very much indeed. Let's go to Dan. I tell you what, let's do a trail, and then we're going to go to Dan. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Weekends with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio. Weekends with Penny Smith. Saturday and Sunday morning from 7 on Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000 is the telephone number. We're going to talk about pelvic floor exercises later because...
Right.
Do you know what a pelvic floor exercise is, Clinton?
It's to strengthen... to strengthen your pelvis, is that right? Wow. But sometimes, ladies, the pelvic floor falls through, don't
it? But how would... I didn't know that the pelvic floor was part of the pelvis. I thought it meant you lay on the floor and you just lift it up.
No, well, you humped the floor.
When a lady has a baby, don't it, sometimes the pelvic floor goes... goes a bit slack. Could I just say, Catherine, I'm slightly alarmed about... I was a little bit alarmed that we hadn't quite... But what I'm saying to you, I want you to open your curtains, right? And just delve into the dark recesses of, you know, what is out there. All right? Can you open the celestial curtains?
I think I might be a bit frightened to do that.
Yeah, what, with the pelvic floor position, yeah. But what I'm saying to you is let yourself go. Give in to it, all right?
Okay.
Just very closed.
You don't have to understand. Yeah, very closed. Open up, right? That's it. Open. Nice and wide. That's it. We want to, you know, to receive. We're all here receiving. We're all giving.
Are you receiving now?
Yes, I am.
Is he receiving now?
No, he's not.
Have you ever had the willies put up you?
No.
You never been entered?
When I was entered by the late pop star Pete Byrne off of Dead or Alive, just 2 short years before he died. But what I want you to do is to... you don't have to understand, just experience.
Right.
Just experience.
Okay, well, I'll try.
Paul says, I am sorry, but this is an embarrassment. He's not got a bloody thing right, and he better be careful slinging remarks around about Alan. He got his age wrong, and telling listeners to get stuffed is really the way to go.
What's that chap's name?
It's Paul.
Paul, I've got someone here saying, don't start any long novels, mate. Take your library books back if I were you.
It's now, I have to ask,
yeah.
Are you threatening Paul?
No, I'm just telling you what the spirits are telling me. No, well, he comes on here and he's sort of having a pop at me.
But are you threatening violence against one of my listeners?
Definitely not.
Because that is against Ofcom.
No, I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that someone, a spirit,
yes,
has told me...
Which spirit?
Spirit of a man or a woman. And they are saying to me that just be careful because he comes on slinging things around about me.
I have to just say, to cover our backsides, Paul... that if you are injured in any way,
that is not the
responsibility of Talk Radio.
No.
You engaged in conversation.
Yeah, and take it up with the afterlife.
It's all bollocks.
Sorry?
Everything you say is a lie. You make stuff up. You can't talk to the dead people. When people die, that's it. They're gone. There's nothing there. You're a con man. You prey on the innocent and the vulnerable to line your pockets.
Right.
These are some of the comments I found about you online.
Me, yeah.
What do you say to those people?
Well, I mean, for example, you, Ian, if you were to come at me and you say, you know, I don't believe any of this, some things you just said there, I'd say one thing to you. Woolworths, 1979.
Why would you say that?
You tell me. 79.
Can't think of any. There's Woolworths on the Farnham Road.
Yeah, on the Farnham Road.
Yeah. But I can't remember any...
Yeah, well, you think on and then you come back to me with criticisms like that.
Okay.
All right.
Can you...
Yeah, all right. Manchester City Centre.
Yep.
What does that mean to you?
Well,
might be me.
Yeah, that was you.
Okay, Kathy's from there.
All right, Gravy.
That's me again.
WD-40. Is this ringing any bells?
Well, I mean, I've experienced these things,
there
yes.
you are, thank you.
You can't, and here's the thing, you can't argue with that.
No, you cannot.
You can't argue with that. Why do you never see ghost cavemen? You see...
Oh, the cavemen.
Quite often you see Victorian ghosts and Edwardian ghosts and maybe the World Wars.
Yeah, the ones with the good outfits.
You never see cavemen ghosts. Well, I wonder why that was. Because people would say, well, that proves that ghosts don't exist.
All right. Well, first of all, I've got a very ancient spirit guide, Tarawak, who is an Eskimo. Before anyone writes and says you're not allowed to say Eskimo anymore, Tarawak's very happy to say Eskimo.
Okay.
He says it's the political correctness gone mad, is what he's saying that to me now.
Is
so
he?
If anyone else could, and it's say, oh, they'll say, oh, you have to say Inuit. Not true. Tarawak's very happy with Eskimo.
Okay.
He's a proper one with a beard and that, and you know, you see him with the ice and a string that goes through. So I am well versed in speaking to people from ancient times, and I have just spoken, funny enough, only the other day. I'll see if I can sum him up now.
Yeah, I see how you do this.
He is a caveman, and he was from the northern reaches of France, and he'd done all the cave designs, drawn on them and all that, and he's here now, and he's named Quark, and he wants... What do you want to ask, he's saying?
Where has he stood? Should I look at him?
He's just there.
Okay.
Right to my right.
And his name was?
Quark.
Hello, Quark. Welcome. You are in a radio studio. What was it like living in caveman times?
I'll see if I can just get him to speak through me.
It was good.
Hmm?
It was good.
Yeah, it'd be difficult to translate a bit. Something like, it was good, something like, enjoyed it in those days, apart from the, you know, the dinosaurs and that. But really, it was a simpler time. Do you want to ask?
They wouldn't have had dinosaurs, would they?
Sorry?
They wouldn't have had dinosaurs. I think the dinosaurs are gone by then, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very uneducated. Quark, they wouldn't have had dinosaurs. You're quite right. They wouldn't have had dinosaurs in those days. Yeah, he says, my mistake. But they were wild animals.
Oh, right.
He's very. He didn't like the wild animals, is what he's saying. But he's gone now. He's fading now. So he's probably said, "Yeah, he's gone now."
Gosh.
Paul said, "Well, okay." Paul said, "You've lost." And Paul is serious. You've now lost me as a listener permanently. Sad and disappointed. I took what that imbecile said as a threat. So we've lost a listener as a direct result.
I can only apologise. If you
Paul needs to open. He needs to open up and be willing to receive.
I didn't mean to say anything. I was only telling, you know, don't shoot the messenger. I'm only telling you what the spirits are telling me.
Okay.
But Paul, if you wanted to ring in, and I'll do a reading for you personally, if you like.
Let's go to Dan. Good evening, Dan.
Oh my God, am I speaking to Clinton?
Yes, indeed.
Clinton, you're like one of my all-time top two psychics.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Who's the other one?
Shirley Grossman.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a...
He's a fictional one, though.
Yeah, it's a comedy show. What's your question, Dan?
Well, I just wanted to know, really, because, I mean, Clinton's... He's special. He's a seer. He knows all about our souls. He gets placed right in there. Mm. How long have you been a medium, Clinton?
Great question. Thank you for that, Dan.
I have been a medium all my life, and I can tell... I can almost smell your asana from here.
His what?
His asana. Huh? It's a spiritual scent. And
okay.
What I am picking up from you is that you are very open. Is that right? You're very open to...
We've just lost Dan. Literally just dropped off the line there. I don't know what happened.
Right. That would
uncanny.
Be the spirits.
Right, okay.
Sometimes on the way...
Cut him off for being a prick?
Yeah, possibly. Okay. Or maybe... I don't know whether he's got an electronic ankle tag or something. Sometimes that can... interrupt the flow or, you know, bounces off a harp or something.
Will says, I've had enough of Clinton's nonsense. Please put it to him that Ramon is the only medium worth listening
Ramon
to.
Well, Ramon is a disgrace, and I'm not here to talk about Ramon. Ramon is a Scottish psychic. I've had trouble with him before.
Fake.
And he's an absolute fake. And if he wants to... Well, I mean, I'd hope he's not... He won't be out there. He'd probably... drinking, but no, Ramon is not no good. No, I thank anyone who's writing about Ramon to keep the mouth shut.
All right. Just I didn't know the name, so I didn't. Let me just take. Okay. I'm just going to take a call straight to air. Let's just see what happens here. Line three, you're through to Clinton Baptiste. Hello, line three.
Hello.
You're live on talk radio. You're through to Clinton Baptiste.
Oh, hello, Ian. Hello, Catherine. Hello, Clinton.
Are you sucking on something? It sounds like you've got like a sausage or I don't want to say a dick, but it sounds like you've got something in your mouth.
No, I'm deaf in one ear, so...
Okay. Well, still not impossible. Anyway, go on.
I just wanted to hear anything from you.
Sounds a bit like Quark, this fella, doesn't it? Can't actually hear him.
That's a little bit. Go on.
I just want to see what Clinton's got for me.
Right, what's your name, please?
It's Jim.
Gim?
Jim.
Jim, I think he said. Jim.
Jim. Jim. Jim, I'm getting the name James. Is your name short for Jamie?
Yeah,
James.
My name is James.
James, your name is James, yeah. And that's maybe I was getting before from that name and the E.
From that 15 minutes ago with Andrew. I was 14.
Tell me, what do you do for a living? It's something with your hands. It's something
what
with
do I do for a living?
Yeah, I'm still speaking. It's to do with your hands, isn't it? You work with your hands, don't you?
I used to, yes.
Yeah, you used to work with your hands.
There you go.
And...
You guys haven't spoken before, right?
Never. This is uncanny. Just to confirm, I've got the James thing right in the hands. We've never actually met before, have we, Jim, James?
No, but I mean, Jim is another version of James, you know, that.
Yeah, I think we've established that.
We've just establishing that you don't know each other.
No.
Right, and you're a Capricorn, aren't you? Gemini?
No, I'm not. I'm an Aries.
Aries, yeah.
Yeah. Give me a number between 1 and 10, James.
Six.
And what I'm saying to you, spirits are telling me this. They're saying, get yourself a hobby. Ooh. Get yourself a hobby. You're good with your hands, yep. but you want to read a book or something. Leave yourself alone. But get a hobby, do some woodwork. And they're also saying this, they're saying that will clear up with a bit of E45. Nothing to worry about.
Does that make sense, Jim?
No, absolutely not.
What do you mean?
I'm totally blind now. I used to be a chef.
You're blind? Totally blind? Well, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute.
Blind and deaf?
You're not... Pardon?
Yeah, deaf in one ear.
Who said that? You're not suggesting that Clinton has made you blind, are you?
No. I've been blind for about 15 years now.
You didn't get that he was blind, Clinton. I would have thought that would have been... I mean, because they bang about on about
well,
it
I
a
was
lot.
Coming to that, wasn't I?
Were you?
Yes, I was, actually.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, all right. So Jim...
Did I get any of it right? What did I get right? Some of it, didn't I? So you're good with your hands.
Well, you got the James right.
Yes, I did.
So then there Thank we go, you. Jim. I'm going to be honest. We're sort of trying to cultivate a loving atmosphere, and if you're going to be negative and then start...
I can see what you mean about the blocking thing now.
People do block, yeah. And we've got a very ancient, clairvoyant term for people who do block like that. Tit.
Will says, please can you ask Clinton if my late grandmother is still adept at handling a shaft? A shaft?
Yeah, well, I think if you're just going to be crude...
Is that crude?
I think probably.
OK, apologise, yeah, I'm just reading
I
these...
I don't want to say anything about his grandmother, but she is here okay. with me and she's saying, don't be so rude, she's calling him Mucky.
OK,
she's your Mucky, Mucky pup.
Let's go, hang on, let's go to Matt. We'll go to Matt, then we'll have a break, and then we've got a couple, we're going for a couple more calls, 0344-499-1000. We've got well-renowned psychic Clinton Baptiste, and we will give out the dates of the tour.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's go to Matt. Good evening, Matt.
Hiya, how you doing, Clinton?
Hiya.
I just wanted to check something.
If we can get to the point, Matt, because of that blind guy, we're starting to run out of time a bit now, so we're just going to have to push you a little bit, please.
My ex-wife, she's ex now. She's alive, but she's ex.
Right.
There were times when I was away
right.
at work, and I would stay over at hotels and stuff, and when I come back, the kids would say that they'd heard Mum being... Yeah. Speaking in tongues, being given tongues. She said she'd been given tongues.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you were able to
I think
to
this is going
out.
Down a similar route to the shaft man, wasn't it?
No. She was. I want to know who was she communicating with the tongue? Because she left me and right. now she's living with... And I want to know if there was a tongue.
Matt, I'm going to be honest. It sounds like you're making an innuendo about your fictional wife, because you're probably a virgin, being licked out.
Oh, God.
But that's what it sounds like, Catherine.
He wouldn't do that, would he?
Disgusting.
That is disgusting. Can I just say, for all these doubters and people who are getting on here and wanting to sort of,
Sorry about that.
Is he still talking? You know, I mean, I'm fully accredited to the Third Parallel College of the Supernatural in America with a genuine certificate off of the internet. It's signed by Arthur C. Clarke himself, and it's got a proper hologram of a skull, which I can produce. All right?
Okay. Well, I'm
We're
sorry.
all spirit in the physical body.
Okay. That is actually Amy's fault, who's answering the phone tonight. She's not vetting the calls.
If anyone else
well
wants
enough.
To phone in about tongues or shafts or anything, I'm not really. I don't want to answer that.
We've got 10 minutes left. Let's try and get
some serious calls.
Okay,
please.
Clinton, I'm doing this bit now.
Right, okay.
We've got 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. We'll give you the website where you can find out the tour dates.
Yes.
And thank you. And this is the Late Night Alternative. Ian, Kath, and Clinton on Talk Radio.
The wild man of late night radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
What drives you, Clinton? What moves you?
It's the desire to offer clarity to people, to offer contentment, resolution.
Mm.
I always say, spirit be kind, spirit be gentle. We simple, corporeal, humo sapiens want to make contact, because ye spirits haveth so many answers to cometh by for us, unto us.
You always say that.
Yeah, I do, and it's something of a mantra. Oh, spirit, hear us now as we try to contact you to ask all the questions of that of which you knoweth, of which is the answer...
Wow.
Yeah, something's just fallen off.
Something has just fallen off the desk. A cup has just...
Spirit, why have you knocked a cup off? Yeah, spirit sent. All right, don't be like that.
Why have they done that? Because that is...
Spirit's being a bit of a... If I say a bit of a sod, am I allowed to say that?
You can say...
You're being a bit of a sod, spirit. It's a Victorian chimney sweep.
Ooh.
I've got it.
Ooh.
And he... Where we are in central London,
yeah.
And he was shoved up a chimney. It's not his fault.
I didn't do it. Bless you.
And he's made you sneeze.
He's thrown some
and
he's chimney soot.
He's some thrown some soot on here.
Have I got some soot on me?
And he's knocked the drink on the floor. Be gone. Boy onto the chimneyeth. Please go back.
So are you sending him back to the chimney?
I'm sending him back to the higher realm, beyond the curtains and that.
Okay.
But what I say, what I see, how can I put? There are spirits like this chimney boy who's gone, who are stuck between one world in the sort of, how can I put it, in the spiritual
in the chimney
U bend.
The U bend.
They
now.
Are, and I see myself very much as the bent wire coat hanger trying to, you know, lodge him out.
Okay. So where have you sent him to?
He's gone back to...
To the chimney?
Well, is
there anything we can do for him? I feel bad that there's a boy. We've sent a boy. We've done...
Well, he did, to be fair. He knocked that over, and it.
He did.
He's a bad boy.
Text here. Can you ask Clinton if aliens have souls or spirits?
Yes, they do.
Great. What about pets? If I die and go to heaven, will my cats be there?
I've got a tabby now for you, Ian. You lost a tabby cat, didn't you? It's Catherine.
No, I've never had one.
Yeah, but I can see your short-edged schnauzer. I can see your short-edged schnauzer now. Just move around the side. But did
a
you...
boxer?
I've seen your boxer.
Uh-huh.
And the boxer is saying he really misses his nuts. Why did you do that?
It wasn't me, it was my Auntie Sandra.
Yeah.
Was
and,
it?
And yeah.
Is that
here.
Real?
Mm. She's here and all, and she...
Is she? She's on holiday.
Not her nuts. I mean, she... removed his...
Yes.
Yeah, OK.
And she's dead?
No, she's in Crete.
No, she's in Crete at the moment.
OK.
So try and keep up with what we're saying, Ian. It's not...
OK, so it's
oh
so much...
Life.
Sorry?
Hello, Sarah.
Hello. Oh, hello.
You're through to Clinton, Sarah. We haven't got much time, so put down the drink and away you go.
Oh, what can I do for you? I don't drink.
What can I do for you, my love? I've got spirit here saying you don't drink. You're very teetotal.
Yeah, I've just told you that, Clinton.
Yeah, but the spirit did as well at the same time.
Clinton,
what can I do for you, my
listen,
love?
Please listen. Listen, lovey.
Yeah, OK, I'm listening.
Right.
I've got a few voices I'm listening to at the same time, but go on.
I'm sure you have.
If we could get to the point, please, sir. I've been very combative here.
Mm. I've been listening.
Yes.
And it's all guesswork, sadly.
Well,
I know people who are very attuned... And it's all guesswork, sadly. And also, you're not very clear on how to filter your own agenda.
You drive a red car. You drive a red car, don't you?
No, I don't.
White.
No, I
green.
Don't. Pick any colour you like, but no.
Well, hang on. Well, what colour car do you drive then?
It's silver.
Silver car could easily be white.
Silver
no,
could be confused.
Be white.
Silver,
near the
Sarah,
white.
Please. Then, Sarah.
Very aggressive. Mm.
Silver can be confused with white.
Thank you.
My car's never been confused with white.
Right, well,
not
I
the
guess,
type of silver that it is.
I guess that you are teetotal and you've got virtually a white car, which could be silver.
Do you drink?
I'm not... Yes, I can. I do drink. I do drink on occasion. I'm not teetotal.
On occasion you do. It's maybe a weekend or something, I'm saying.
Are you teetotal today?
No.
So you had a drink today?
Yes.
So when I told you to put... You said you hadn't drunk today, you were lying to me.
No, you said put your drink down.
And you said you hadn't had a drink today, so you're a liar.
No, I didn't. No,
you're
I didn't.
Okay.
I said...
I can't deal with people who have been drinking. I want people who can sober...
What, a casual drink?
Well, you say it's casual. I don't know, but...
That's interesting, because now what you're doing is you're deflecting from your own issues and putting them onto me.
No, I'm not doing that.
Are you an alcoholic, Clinton?
Yes, I am.
I'm so sorry. I genuinely
didn't
know that.
Yeah, and it's very upsetting that she's done that.
I genuinely didn't know that.
And Spirit is saying that you do that, my love. You like to deflect onto...
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah,
it is interesting. You're using Spirit.
Yeah, it is interesting.
To deliver your own agenda.
Well, it's very interesting, and I'm interested, and you should be interested
I'm interested too, actually.
Yeah, we're all interested.
So why are you so keen...
Very aggressive.
Why? Just calm down.
It's not aggressive at all.
Shalimar Shack Attack, my love.
Please, I don't know if you just did a hex then, but we don't allow hexes on this show.
It doesn't bother me, honestly.
Okay, could you both shut up? Could you both just shut up for a second?
Yeah.
Sarah, why... You seem determined to try and catch Clinton out. What's happened?
I wasn't catching out. What I've done is I've listened to the call, and once you listen back on this, it's a lot of guesswork. So that's just an opinion that I've got.
All right,
The understanding I have about things. So it's not aggressive. All right. It's merely me sharing opinion.
It's very closed off.
We've got 60 seconds. We've got 60 seconds, and then we have to go. ClintonBaptiste.com is the website to get the tour dates.
Yes, it is.
Just pick we've got to click on it. Stay there, Sarah. We've got Watford this Friday, Watford Palace Theatre.
Please
this
come along.
I believe ticket sales are very, very poor for that show.
I'm joking. Not at all. They're going very, very well. Please come to Watford Palace Theatre at 7:30. I'm predicting this lady won't be coming.
If we put your name on the door, Sarah, would you be bothered to turn up?
Yeah, I would have absolutely no reason to.
And say now you're going to be there. Spirit is telling me, they're looking to feature, you're going to be at Watford Palace on Friday. I will see you there, my love. And you're going to be in seat D3.
Then there is somebody else with my name,
Sarah, 30 seconds. This Friday, Watford Palace Theatre. I'll tweet the rest of the dates in a minute. But 30 seconds, Clinton.
Yeah.
Convince Sarah. Tell Sarah something right now, before we end, that only Sarah knows.
Have you got a 07 on your mobile phone?
No.
079. Did you just blow off?
No, that was the exerting air.
Yeah, exactly. That's the same sort of thing. But just is it a 2, 3 or a 5 in the number?
Thank you very much, Sarah. I think point proven. Clinton,
I think so. Thank you.
So lovely to meet you. This Friday, Watford Palace.
It's nice to have someone converted like that, isn't it?
Theatre. Yeah. The week after in Winchester at the Discovery Centre, then the Marlowe Theatre in Canterbury. That's sold out. ClintonBaptiste.com is the place to go. This is the Late Night Alternative. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank
Clinton.
You. Really namaste. Namaste to listeners.
This is Talk Radio.
The Late Night Lip Service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've forgotten your name already. Excuse me.
On Talk
Clinton
Radio.
Clinton Baptiste appears courtesy of Goodnight Vienna Productions.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.